Agnes is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie
That's right. Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining me this week. Now, talking about a couple of films this morning, one a little bit of a throwback, but let's kick us off. What are we talking about first?
So first, we're going to be talking about Ali's Wedding.
Ali's Wedding. Now, this one is rather intriguing. I must admit, I only saw this one because, 2SER is a little bit in partnership with this one this week. But you've gone along and seen it. What do we think? Oh, firstly, what is it about?
So it is Australia's first Muslim rom-com film. And I know what you're thinking. There's going to be a word in that that's going to put a lot of people off, and that's rom-com.
Yeah, not a big rom-com fan myself.
No, it is. Yeah, like, there hasn't been a good rom-com since maybe the 1990s. But I feel like this movie actually does nail it. I know a lot of Australian films end up being a bit too overindulged and a bit too sad and sappy and not really, a bit too doom and gloom, right?
Well, I like Australian in cinema, but personally I find it a little bit forced sometimes. Yeah. It can be a little bit forced.
I don't really get that sort of vibe with Ali's Wedding. It's set in Melbourne, filmed in Melbourne with actors from Australia, but I actually really, really enjoyed it. This is probably the first film where I would say I would probably give it like a 9 out of 10, like as soon as I finished watching it.
Mm.
Because the comedy is great. The story is about a Muslim man who discovers that his whole family has become doctors and have become people of high standing. And so he wants to become one as well. But when he does the test, he only gets a score of about 60 to 70, about 68.5. But then he's like, oh, goodness me, what am I going to do? So then when he's pressed on the issue by one of the people from his mosques, then out of spite, he says, oh, yes, I got a higher score than you. I got 88.5 or something. And so then he's caught out in a lie, and he has to go along with this lie. And then as a result, then he gets lined up for an arranged marriage. And then he becomes the talk of the mosque. And then it's a great film, and there's a lot of cringe comedy in it.
One of your classic comedy of errors.
Yes, a classic comedy of errors. And there's a lot of cringe comedy where he's trying to pass himself off as a medical professional, as a doctor or something, and nothing's coming into his head. He doesn't know how he's going to get out of this situation, and I thought it was really funny.
Well, just, you know, obviously, I don't want to make too fine of a point of this, but this is coming at something of a tense time for race relations here in Australia. Now, a Muslim rom-com, you know, obviously there is a lot of tension around Muslims and the rest of Australia at the moment. Now, this kind of reminds me of the classic The Wog Boy, you know, back when, you know, there was probably a lot of tensions between Greek Australians and white Australians and the like. So is that kind of the attitude that it's taking towards this?
Strangely enough, not really. The tense relations between the two communities right now isn't really touched on, except for a brief scene where the main character goes to the US, which in a post 9/11 world, and again, it led to a really classic exchange when the security officers are checking through his texts. Oh yes, the Bombers are going to win. And so on, all of these ridiculous texts, but they're just talking about sports teams. It was a really funny scene, even though it's touching on a really serious issue. And it was maybe the only scene to do so, but no, focuses primarily on the comedy of errors in this smaller community in Melbourne.
Mm.
And the rom-com doesn't, like the romance doesn't feel like it's shoehorned into the plot. It works really well, considering how the main character was forced into an arranged marriage but has his heart set on someone else.
Mm.
And yeah.
Now, as I pointed out, 2SER is in partnership with this one this week, or at least I can tell you, 2SER supporters, if you email win@2SER.com, you must be a 2SER supporter, but you can actually score yourself a double pass. This one comes out next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next week, if you are a 2SER supporter, you can grab yourself a double pass for that one. And just briefly, we've got a second film today as well, haven't we?
Yes, we do. We have this film. It's a very little known film. It's called Terminator 2 Judgment Day. I'll admit, I haven't heard much about it.
Yeah, starring a very obscure actor by the name. I think it's Arnold Schwarzenegger or something, you know. So Terminator 2, obviously this is a bit of an 80s throwback, but they've re-released it with some 3D effects.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, 3D effects tacked on as an after effect doesn't generally go too well in my book. What did you make of it?
The crazy thing is, James Cameron has been talking about this since 2014. So he's actually put a lot of thought into this. And from what I've seen, a lot of effort into it as well. Every single scene has been, like, every single shot has been redone in 3D. And I think that doing this, and not like the cheap effect of, you know, like when Star Wars tried to do 3D effects, it didn't really turn out so well. In the Terminator 2 3D, it was done magnificently. As we both know, the film is a classic, right? And the 3D effects, as well as the upscaling to 4K, is just like the icing on the cake. So, like, if you haven't seen Terminator 2 Judgment Day, like, go out, go watch it. This is, like, one of the classics of sci-fi films. This is one of the best sci-fi films that's ever been released.
Mm.
And 4K and 3D is just perfect. It doesn't feel too intrusive, and after a while, I actually forgot it was there.
Mm. Well, there you go. If you're in the mood for a rom-com, you've got Ali's Wedding coming out next week, and maybe looking for something with a little bit more testosterone, Terminator 2 3D. It has been re-released in 3D. James Cameron, he is a bit of a perfectionist, so maybe you should have seen that coming. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.